The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
SportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to this hour of the Don Kroah Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We have a chance to get together and talk about some stuff going on in the world. Important things, as a matter of fact, such as this hour. One of the longest-running and most popular Christian teaching programs on radio for decades has been and remains the greatly loved program called Through the Bible, featuring the amazing teaching ministry of the late Dr. J. Vernon McGee. And I can hear some amens out there already. And since this month of May is letter month for Through the Bible, we've asked Through the Bible President Greg Harris to join us for a few minutes to talk about the ministry and also how important your letters are during this letter month. So, Greg, welcome to the show. It's an honor to talk with you.
Oh, great to be with you, Don.
Now, you've served in leadership roles in several great ministries, some of which we've worked with right here, Trans World Radio, Saddleback Church, Far East Broadcasting. A rich background, and now through the Bible. What has all this been like for you over the years?
You know, I was just writing an email to a colleague of mine, and I said, it's like being on one of those crazy roller coasters where it feels like you're upside down sometimes, and you're sometimes you're excited, you're laughing, you're terrified, but all the time you know you're locked in safe, you know that God has you. And that's kind of what it's been like for the past 30 years.
Well, it's been an amazing journey. I'm sure you could, maybe you have. If not, you probably will write a book at some point on it. But such great ministries. And, you know, we know that God is always ahead of the curve, if you will. Such great ministries that we've just mentioned. And I remember, how long has Through the Bible been going on? Because I can remember hearing it many, many years ago.
Yeah. We're 1967, so we're now in our 53rd year. And Dr. McGee was a very respected pastor, much like yourself. You know, he was a pastor. He loved people. He always taught the whole Word of God. And as he was just about to retire, he had actually already been on the radio, Don, since 1941 with sermons and teaching. And so he literally was on the air longer before he started Through the Bible than he was while he was alive. Okay.
Wow.
So in other words, he started Through the Bible in 1967. He had already been 26 years doing radio. And he said, you know what? I'm going to make a radio program that takes the listeners cover to cover through the Bible. And that first Through the Bible was 2.5 years long, and they finished it. It was wildly popular, but the listeners said, you need to slow down. Let's take it a little slower. So from 1970 to 1975, he recorded the first 5-year Through the Bible. And then after going through the Bible twice, teaching through it completely on the radio twice, he said, you know what, I think I can do it even better. And so what we hear today is what he recorded between 1975 and 1980.
That's amazing. What are some of the stories, and I know, again, there's another book, no doubt, but what are some of the stories you're getting back through the years from his ministry?
Yeah. Well, the part of the ministry that a lot of people in North America don't always know about, if they don't listen all the time, is the global ministry. Mm. You know, Dr. McGee's teaching is heard the full 5 years in over 125 languages today. It's basically heard almost everywhere on earth. And we do. We get amazing stories. But I can tell you a recent story from here, right here in the U.S. This is one of the most moving stories I've heard in all of my 30-plus years of media ministry. This woman wrote to us from Los Angeles, and she said, essentially, I was raised in a Christian home. I lost my way. I ended up as a, what's the euphemism, an exotic dancer. That's what she called it. You know, which I think we all know is a very, very bad place for a woman to be. She said, I used to leave work early and sit in my car and listen to Through the Bible. And that's what the Lord used to bring me back to the Lord. She said, I got off of drugs. I left the exotic dancing lifestyle. I'm now in a healthy relationship. I'm in a church. And I'll tell you, Don, every time I think about that, I practically get tears in my eyes.
That makes it worth a while, doesn't it?
It really does. But the stories and the testimonies pour in. I mean, we just got one from, of all places, Saudi Arabia. And it said this: I've listened to you for 2 days. This is a very recent email. I want to know more about your book, The Bible. We are forbidden to even ask. Thank you for this opportunity to know maybe the hidden truth about Christianity.
Wow.
And Don, that is just one of hundreds of thousands of responses we get from all over the world every year.
Well, I'm sure, having said that, you still want to hear from a lot more, which is part of why we wanted to talk to you, because, as we said, May is letter month for you for Through the Bible. Talk to our listeners about how important their letters are and what you want to hear from them.
Well, they're vitally important, and we never, ever get tired of hearing what God is doing in people's lives. You know, the purpose of Through the Bible is not to exalt Dr. McGee or me or any of the leaders. It's to lift up the Word of God and draw people to Jesus Christ. And so we love to hear, and we need to hear from our listeners. And the great thing about Letter Month is it's easier than it used to be. You don't have to write a letter. If you want to, you can, but you can also send an email to BibleBus@ttb.org. And the reason we have that is Dr. McGee calls the journey through the Bible the Bible Bus. So you can email us. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just tell your story. And we read these letters and emails and texts on the air, and it encourages other people. The reason we need to hear from you is other people hear how God's Word has transformed your life, and then they say, maybe I should study the Bible systematically as well.
That's BibleBus@ttb.org.
Yes, that's right. And you can also go to our website, ttb.org, and find our mailing address and all the good ways to get in touch with us.
And by the way, folks, we're all set up for you on our own website, which many of you are used to going, wava.com. All you have to do is go there and put in the keyword Bible. That will take you to a link where you can send the letter that way as well. And the bottom line is that this ministry and all of the ministries you hear here on WAVA really are encouraged, and they need to know that what they're doing and working so hard at is reaching people, and you are among them as listeners. So, Greg, a delight to talk with you, my friend. Keep up the great work, and thank you for all the ministry you have been part of through the years. Those are really remarkable ministries that have touched so many lives.
Well, thank you, Don, and I know your heart, and thank you for the way that you have supported and encouraged all these ministries that I've been a part of. And we love the listening family at WAVA. We love the leadership, the staff. WAVA is such an important station to us in the whole country, and we're really, really grateful for our ministry partnership. So thank you.
Oh, God bless you, my friend. We'll talk again. Greg Harris. Again, he is, his latest gig, if you will, and he's had several significant leadership roles, as we mentioned, TWR, Saddleback Church, Far East Broadcasting. But now for a number of years, he's been providing the leadership as president of Through the Bible. And if you appreciate that ministry, and I know many of you do, because through the years, we've had folks tell us how much Dr. J. Vernon McGee's ministry means to them. But, you know, it's like if somebody said, well, I was thinking of giving you a compliment, but I never gave it to you, or a word of encouragement. This greatly encourages these ministries. So send your letter for May being letter month for Through the Bible by going to WAVA.com and using the keyword Bible. That will get you where you need to be. WAVA.com, keyword Bible.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan, and luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fee, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to BestBuyWaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the voice of the Martyrs Radio. Peter Jacek is a Czech native who was imprisoned in Sudan for his work bringing aid to Christians facing persecution. The prison conditions were terrible, and Peter suffered from the filth and from malnutrition. But the worst part was the abuse from his fellow prisoners, some of whom were members of ISIS. At one point, his cellmates hatched a plan to waterboard Peter. In his frail condition, Peter feared the torture would kill him. But by God's grace, a prison guard overheard their plan and intervened just in time. Praise God, because he's in control of every situation.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To learn more about Peter's story, request your copy of his brand new book, Imprisoned with ISIS, at vomradio.net.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. A writer by the name of Terry Pratchett once said, "Evil in general does not sleep and therefore does not see why anyone else should." Well, I prefer Proverbs 4:16, and it says, "The wicked cannot sleep until they're done doing evil. They will not rest until they bring someone down. Evil and violence are their food and drink. The path of those who live right is like the early morning light. It gets brighter and brighter until the full light of day. I read that because of what we're going to talk about. And that's an urgent word we've just received this week from our good friends at Movie Guide, calling us our attention to Planned Parenthood's launching of a movie this week that I think deserves to be called evil in its intent and influence. But I'm going to let the expert tell us about it, Dr. Ted Baer. You know him as the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, and he is a God-appointed influence, really, through the years in Hollywood. Dr. Baer, it's always an honor to have you on the show. What can you tell us about this particular film?
Well, the film is structured so that young people will see the person who, you know, who wants the abortion, which they shouldn't want. They should want to have the baby. And there are plenty of people who want to adopt babies, including friends of mine. To say that in her hometown, she can't do it, so she goes up to New York with her best friend to get an abortion. It's killing your baby. I mean, it's probably the worst aspect of killing your baby, because it makes a defense of it as being something compassionate. It's the same thing with, you know, all of these, just listening to the commercial, the spot you just had about, you know, the torture and killing of Christians in Muslim lands. And then you have these movies coming out of England that show them as being the persecuted minority, which is not true. So you've got a lie going on. You've got Planned Parenthood spending a lot of money in Hollywood in order to get more and more movies out. In fact, if you look at the Planned Parenthood website, which none of you want to do, they're bragging about this movie. Never, rarely, sometimes, always. It should be pointed out, Don, and you know this because I've spoken for you at your church and elsewhere, that there are lots of groups lobbying Hollywood. And, you know, years ago we got, you know, hundreds of them were brought together at UCLA, and the head of CBS said, the two most effective is what we do with the Movie Guide, Christian Film and Television Committee, and the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. But there are a lot of groups. There are lots of Muslim groups, a lot of other groups. Planned Parenthood just decided that they were going to get into it with millions of dollars. And they've got millions of dollars because the federal government just gave them millions of dollars for doing nothing but killing babies. And we have a birth dearth. So it's an evil thing. It's contrary to every part of what God's will is for man. You know, I have 14 grandchildren, and I love them all, and they're all cute and adorable. So, you know, what are we going to do? We don't want to see the next generation wiped out by the killers like Planned Parenthood.
Again, the movie's called Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. And I got to say, it's been highlighted heavily and promoted heavily on WETA, for example, a publicly funded channel right here in the Washington market. And, you know, it's couched, of course, in terms of this, as you already said, this poor girl who can't get an abortion in her hometown, and so she has to travel for it. But more to the point, I think, is this growing influence on the part of Planned Parenthood in Hollywood to try to, it simply underscores, doesn't it, Ted, the power of movies and the media to shape a culture.
Yes, and it also underscores the fact that a lot of people understand that. I mean, if you look at the lobbying offices in Hollywood, you know, as I said, there's about 7 or 8 Jewish lobbying offices. There are about 20 Muslim lobbying offices. Coca-Cola has a lobbying office. The Marine Corps has a lobbying office. My son is a major in the Marine Corps, but now he's gone from being at the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Orleans to being in the White House. So there's a lot of people lobbying every day Hollywood to get their products in and everything else. But there's a lot of nefarious groups, and they've changed Hollywood. One of the groups, and you can read about, you know, there's a whole book about what they did to change Hollywood, is the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. And what Christians have not realized, because we used to be the primary advocacy group in Hollywood. It used to be the Catholic Film Office, which is the Legion of Decency. It used to be the Protestant Film Commission that my good friend George Heimrich was head of, and I inherited all the files. So all of those collapsed in the 60s. They didn't collapse because Hollywood told them to collapse. The church has said, oh, we're wasting our time in Hollywood. We shouldn't be involved in Hollywood. Well, you know, 3 years after we collapsed, we went from 100% G-rated films to 82% R-rated, and the Church of Satan had opened up a lobbying office and one of the major movies 3 years after we left Hollywood was a movie about Satan as the star of the movie, starring Anton LaVey and Rosemary's Baby. It became a very popular movie. So we left the battlefield in Good Men. You know, it really, pagans will be pagans if good men do nothing, and we did nothing. And we still retreat from the battlefield. We're still not clear that we should be out there. We should be engaged. When you consider the millions of dollars that Planned Parenthood, that the Gay Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, that these other Scientology picks people up, you know, stars on a movie and flies them to their retreat and takes care of them. If you think about all that, you have to say, what are we doing? Why did we lose the influence? And, you know, we're out there. We make an influence. We do a tremendous job considering resources. But I don't think the church understands the power of the mass media. You do, and you do a great show.
Well, I'm looking right now at some of the notes your office provided for us for this conversation, and I realized that something you and I have talked about before, but enough of us don't perhaps realize that not only, as you said, has it moved now to totally endorsing movies that are really should be banned altogether or certainly not supported. On the other hand, the other side of that is, as you pointed out in a piece that I was reading, when the pro-life film Unplanned came out, the Motion Picture Association of America gave that an R rating. And that restricted teens under the age of 17 from seeing the reality of abortion, right?
It did. And two good friends of mine made Unplanned, and we helped them with it throughout the process. And it hurts. It hurts for, you know, Christians who are making, I mean, they couldn't even afford to have a bloody scene in it. So this happens before. You know, I've argued the ratings with the Motion Picture Code. I argued for a movie that was made along with the same people, the Lawn Brothers, about Left Behind. And they gave that an R rating. And I went in there and showed all our statistics because we do this detailed economic analysis. And I said they couldn't even afford and Left Behind and have blood in the movie. So, you know, how could you give it an R rating? But, you know, it's not a fair system. It's not a level playing field. And since they've convinced everybody that this is the right thing to do, you know, I was looking at the figures. You look at the figures all the time. 10 years ago, only 24% of the people in the country approved of killing little babies in the womb, which God says are precious, that he designed, that he created. And now it's over 80% of the people. We've seen a tremendous slippage in our moral compass in this country. And we could go on and on and on about, you know, judgment and everything else. But the church has to wake up.
Yep.
That's probably my biggest statement. They've got to wake up and get engaged. They've got to vote. They've got to care. They've got to support groups that are doing good work. They've got to make a difference.
On that point, and of course, as you've already well laid out in this brief visit, Planned Parenthood's right up to its ears involved in this. And in fact, you noted that this outfit, Planned Parenthood, is so involved in making this particular movie we've been talking about that they actually had their employees cast to play parts in the movies?
Yep. And if you go to Planned Parenthood, as I said, you'll see how timely the film is, how much work we did on it. Planned Parenthood is bragging about it. But you know where they get the money to do this. So.
Yeah.
Taxpayer.
Well, on that note, I want to give you a chance to...
Taxpayer money.
Yeah, taxpayer money. You're right, folks. We have every right to... Well, we've got to get informed first. You often hear me say it. Get informed, then get involved. This is one of the areas where you can do that. A movie guide will help you do that, get informed. But they also need support, and that's... I want to just close this quick visit, Ted, by asking you to share with us your heart as to how important it is for our listeners to be partners with you and how they can do that.
Well, we've been blessed. We've seen a lot of good changes. When we started, there was only one movie with positive Christian content. And if you saw when we started, most of the movies like Poltergeist, the priest or the pastor had a knife in their hand. I don't remember many pastors, unless they were eating lunch, who had a knife in their hand that I've ever met. It's hard to stab people. But anyway, now it's about 60% of the portrayals are good. Now you get even Captain America saying good things about God. And that's because we've shown Hollywood that there are 125 million people go to church. But we operate on a missionary budget, a very small shoestring. So if you want to find out more, go to movieguide.org. And we'd appreciate your help. And little help mounts up. So we don't get taxpayer funding. So your help is greatly appreciated.
Good to talk with you as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Don. Bye-bye.
Ted Baer, founder, publisher of a great, really a great ministry out in Hollywood on behalf of all of us called Guide. And there's so much in terms of your own family benefiting and your own individual watching benefited when you go to the website, movieguide.org, movieguide.org. And you can also partner with them and support their work as well with your prayers, certainly, and also with your finances as you're able.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With a massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1-83265, consumeraccess.org.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Stock market is tanking. Unemployment will likely reach an all-time high. Experts are saying the worst is yet to come, but what we need now is a solution. We have Colin Plume, president of Noble Gold, for some advice. What can Americans do now to prepare for a financially secure future?
It's time to invest in assets that are sure to maintain value through any economic disaster, such as gold, silver, and other precious metals. Holding shares in companies that might not be there next year doesn't make any sense to me, and the markets are made up of hundreds of companies just like this. Take a look at the Dow Jones from 25 years ago. There are less than a handful of companies that have survived the test of time, such as Kodak and Westinghouse. But the precious metals market is not only surviving, it's thriving.
That's encouraging, Colin. But how do our listeners, especially ones without financial savvy, explore the best strategies for their specific needs? And do we even have gold left? I heard there's a shortage.
We have helped thousands secure their investment and ready to help more. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources, like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. In Maryland, out of Beltsville, reports of an accident. This is going to affect your commute on Cherry Hill Road right at Major Denton Drive. As you maneuver through that area, be sure to slow down and follow police instructions. This is definitely going to add additional drive time to your commute. So if you want to avoid that area altogether and look for an alternative route, be sure to do so. Need to manage a changing workforce? It's time to get to know Express Employment Professionals. Find a location near you at expresspros.com. I'm Yinka O with traffic on WAVA.
Cloudy tonight. It'll be warm and humid with a shower or thunderstorm in the area. Tonight's low 74. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow with a shower or thunderstorm in the area. It'll be humid with a high of 86. We'll see a damaging thunderstorm tomorrow evening. Otherwise, a few clouds, the low 71. A passing morning shower Saturday. Otherwise, intervals of clouds and sunshine and a high of 84. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. While much has been and is being said about the profoundly devastating economic effects, and many believe totally unnecessary effects of our total shutdown over the past 3 or 4 months, 3 months and counting, I guess. I mean, businesses shuttered, never to be reopened, jobs lost, never to be gotten back, educational plans, experiences put on hold until who knows when. And I mean, this is from preschool to university students, by the way. The entertainment and sports industries brought to an abrupt halt. It goes on and on. Church is experiencing the heavy hand of government in ways I've never seen in my lifetime. Not across the board, but even a few of those are too many cases. A case in point, however, is some other things going on that really aren't on the front page of our newspapers, but there's an area of human loss that I think is going to haunt us for some time to come. Case in point, townhall.com. Column by my guest this hour, Coronavirus Lockdown, What About the Deaths of Despair? It's a piece written by Larry Elders. As I mentioned to you in the opening, he's the host of the Larry Elders Show, airing Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock each evening on our sister Salem station, 570 AM WRC. Author of several books we'll mention, also now 2 documentaries under his belt. We'll talk about those in a moment as well. But Larry, great to have you on the show. It's been a while, but thanks for taking time.
Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
Would you talk about your take on this particular area of despair that I think a lot of people aren't even realizing? I mentioned it at the outset of the show, the level of emotional depression, suicide spiking, and talk about what your column is addressing.
Well, my column talked about a study that was recently done that assessed the other kinds of consequences from the coronavirus lockdown. And these professors estimate that about 75,000 people are going to die as a result of the response to the coronavirus pandemic. Suicide, increased alcoholism, increased drug abuse, increased spousal abuse. For all these reasons, they estimate that about 75,000 people are going to die prematurely as a result of our response. And you were talking about the economic devastation, Don. We're talking about the New York Times said 100,000 businesses so far are shut down, likely permanently. 100,000 businesses. These are people that work 60, 70, 80 hours a week. You know how long you have to work if you're a small business person, and it's just poof, gone as a result of this response. Now, I was born in 1952, and I've been looking at how many serious pandemics we've had since I've been alive. And it turns out there have been 3, counting this one. I never knew. I never studied it. There was one in 1957. On an adjusted population basis, 130,000 Americans lives were lost. If you look at the newspapers, there were some people that were wearing masks and some authorities that were warning people. But for the most part, neither the federal government nor the local government did anything. There was some mitigation that was done, but pretty much that was about it. The next one was 1968, 69, and that's the same year of Woodstock, and also about 130,000 people on an adjusted basis died, and nobody did anything. I was in college the following year, 1970. I don't remember a single discussion about it, Don. My point is we've had serious pandemics before. We've never reacted this way, and this one might not be as bad as the one in 1968 when we did virtually nothing. This has been ridiculous. The response should have been what Sweden did, which was to focus on the most vulnerable people, older people, and they've admitted they should have done that even sooner, but they never shut down their economy. And it is true that they're having more cases and more deaths, but I thought the whole point behind staying home was to even out the flow of people going to hospitals so that we wouldn't overrun the system, not to prevent people from getting it, but to slow down the number of people who get it and spread it out over a period of time so that our system is not overwhelmed. Well, for the most part, in our country, our system has not been overwhelmed. In Sweden, it was never overwhelmed. So by that definition, it has been successful. But then they changed the goalposts to, we don't want anybody dying at any time. Look, these countries have made what are called trade-offs. And that's what I think you're seeing, Don, in the blue states versus the red states. It isn't that the red states are oblivious to this, don't know you can contract this. It's that they are aware that life has trade-offs. And one of the trade-offs in shutting down your activity is you're going to shut down your economy, and that is going to have these kind of unintended consequences of the 75,000 deaths we talked about at the beginning of the show.
And the aftermath of this is far from over. Even the impact emotionally, mentally, and in terms of actual lives is by no means over if we start up tomorrow. I mean, you've already cited, 100,000 businesses gone forever. And the emotional toll of that is just going to put some people, I mean, it's more than a passing history that people were jumping off the ledges in the crash of 29 that we all read about in our history. But there are people who are right on the edge now. And I want to ask you, Larry, from your perspective, what triggered this in your mind? What factor or factors or forces, if you will, triggered this, I think, out of proportion response at the outset?
I think there are two major factors that caused this. Factor number one, Donald Trump. The idea was to depict Donald Trump as fumbling, bumbling, failing to appreciate this coronavirus crisis. As a result, they had to make it seem really, really serious. And I'm not saying that it wasn't, but they hyped it so they could then bash Donald Trump for his response. And the second factor that was not present in 1957, not present in 1968, is 24/7 cable. That is a monster that has to be fed. They've got a counter now. You've seen it on TV where they're showing the number of people who've gotten it and who've died, and it's clicks over like the stock market. We've never had anything like that before, and that puts pressure on politicians to do something. What kind of politician goes on television and says, no, I looked at this, and I know there's going to be some trade-offs, but we think that the downside in shutting down our homes and businesses is going to be far too great, so we're not going to do it. That politician would be skewered by CNN, skewered by MSNBC, and probably not even treated all that well by Fox because people were afraid at first. You know, this is a pandemic that we now know highly affects older people, especially those people who are living in nursing homes. About a quarter of all the people who've died have lived in nursing homes. Half of the people who've contracted and died are in just two states, New York and New Jersey. And for that reason, we shut down the entire country? Are you mad?
We're talking with Larry Elder, and as a matter of fact, you can check his work out at his website, LarryElder.com. Before we get to your documentary, the latest one, and a couple of other things as to what you're doing, I wanted to ask you also about this whole hypocrisy that I think beginning to really seep into the American body politic. By that, I mean, here over the weekend, we had our own governor north of Virginia. While he has been so hard on everybody in terms of obeying the law and wearing the mask and all the rest of it, he's out really socializing in an extended way on the beach with not just one people, but a bunch of folks, and very cavalier about it, apparently.
None dare call it hypocrisy. We've seen lots of examples about that. The guy that kicked off this whole thing, this Neil Ferguson guy that talked about all the millions of people who are going to die, turns out he sneaked out to see his married lover violating their own policies. He had to resign. You've got Mayor of New York, de Blasio, working out. You have the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, saying, well, yeah, I violated the order, but I had to get my hair done because I have to look good for the city of Chicago. A whole bunch of hypocrites telling everybody else what to do while not doing the same thing for themselves. Why am I not surprised?
I'm afraid you're right. It is not, sadly, it is, well, there's so much more we could say about that. We have to have you back to talk more about it. But I wanted to make note, your first document, which I think was back in 05, was on Michael and Me. It was a history of the, as I understand it now, the use and the possession of guns in America, the history of guns and their use. This new one, I understand, is called Uncle Tom. It's going to be distributed by our parent company, Salem. Comes out online June 19th. Tell us about that. What's that about?
Well, it's about what happens to black conservatives like Alan West and Herman Cain and Candace Owens when they simply stand up for what they believe is right. Believing in limited government, believing in personal responsibility gets you called an Uncle Tom. Why can't we have a civil discussion about things like choice in school and about which party is the party that's pursuing your best interest without your being called a sellout or a self-loather or a coon or an Uncle Tom? It's not angry. It's not defensive. It talks about, Don, the history of the Democratic Party, how people are ignorant that the Democratic Party opposed the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment. It was Democrats, not the party, but Democrats that founded the KKK. Republicans, as a percentage of the party, voted more for the Civil Rights Act in 1964 than Democrats do, and it is a lie that the parties all of a sudden switched in the South. If you look at all of the Southern Democrats who voted against the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Don, and ask yourself how many of them switched to the Republican Party, literally one did in the Senate, one did in the House. Outside of that, every single one of them remained a Democrat and died a Democrat. So it's a lie that all of a sudden the racists decided, oh, my God, we can't be racist in the Democratic Party anymore. Let's be racist in the Republican Party, which is a shorthand Cliff Notes version that a lot of people get about the two different parties.
Well, does my memory serve me well now all these years later that Al Gore's father, Senator Gore, was in fact one of the big opponents of the Civil Rights Act back in 65?
He helped to lead one of the longest filibusters. I think it was the longest filibuster in the history of the Senate to prevent the bill from even coming on the floor for a vote. Yeah, Al Gore Sr. was right there, lived a Democrat, died a Democrat. George Wallace, as you know, the governor, stood in the school door, segregation now, segregation forever, born a Democrat, died a Democrat. And the first Republican to win a Senate seat in Tennessee since Reconstruction was Howard Baker, and he was pro-integration. But the Republican Party has not done a very good job, in my opinion, of letting people know about the history of their party and the rather sordid history of the Democratic Party. And this documentary, Uncle Tom, and you can see the trailers on UncleTom.com, tries to explore that.
Well, quickly, your books. The latest one's Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours. It's a personal story of your own. What can you tell us about that? It's just out, as I understand.
Well, my father and I had a very difficult relationship. My father was a gruff, tough Marine. I didn't really understand his background. We had a fight when I was 15 years old. We didn't really have a conversation until I was 25 years old. So I'm 25 years old, Don. I sat down with him for a conversation I thought would last 5 or 10 minutes. We talked for 8 hours. And at the end of the 8 hours, this man went from being an ogre to an incredibly great, courageous man that I failed to appreciate. And at the end of the conversation, in 8 hours, I'm crying, and I apologized to my father. And he said, don't apologize. Just follow the instructions I've always given you and your brothers. Hard work wins. You can't control the outcome, but you're 100% in control of the effort. You get out of life what you put into it. Before you complain about what somebody did to you, go to the nearest mirror, look at it, and say, how could I have changed the outcome? And finally, Larry, no matter how good you are, bad things are going to happen. How you respond to those bad things will tell your mother and me whether or not we raised a man. And this is a guy who left home when he was 13 years old, never knew his father, kicked out of his house by his irresponsible mother, joined the Marines during World War II, became a Montford Point Marine. These are the first black Marines. He comes out, goes back to the South where he had met and married my mom, Don, and nobody would give him a job because they told him to his face, we don't hire N-words. He comes out to L.A., gets a job as a janitor, takes a second job as a janitor, cooked for a family on the weekend to make additional money, and went to night school a couple of nights a week to get his GED. The man never slept, which explains why he was grouchy all the time. You don't sleep and you come home to a home with three boys and see how you feel. And this was not just one day, but my dad operated like this decade after decade with very little sleep. And so I'm crying and I apologize to him. And from that point on, we became the best of friends. He died about 7 years ago at the age of almost 96 years old.
Well, your career, your life, your passion all reflects well on him as well as you, my friend. Good to talk with you. Let's do it again.
You too. Thanks a lot, Don. I appreciate it.
Larry Elder, host of The Larry Elder Show. And his latest book is called Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours. And he explained the title very adroitly there a moment ago. His website's LarryElder.com. You can hear his program 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 570 a.m. WRC, The Larry Elder Show.
Mm-hmm. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Genesis 950 with water breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. It can even be used in a carpet cleaning machine. And it's green, so it's safe for your family and pets. Before you purchase new carpets, you must try Genesis 950. It's made in America. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's a disinfectant that kills viruses. It can be used on surfaces and floors by mixing one-third Genesis 950 with two-thirds water. Apply to surface and clean with fresh water. It's great for floors, bathrooms, kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, degreasing engines, and upholstery. It's available on Amazon. However, if you order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com, you'll receive a free spray bottle and discount using code SALEM. That's Genesis950.com. Genesis950.com. Code SALEM.
A lighthouse in an ocean storm. We're 105.1 FM, bringing hope and faith to the nation in the nation's capital.
Hey, ActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA, weekday mornings at 9:30.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
WAVA-FM is heard on HD Radio at 105.1 FM HD1 or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to bestbuywaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Have you seen it yet? If not, you need to, and it's not going to be available forever. I'm talking about NoSafeSpaces.com. It's a powerful film featuring Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla, some folks from both the left and the right politically. They all agree on one point. America really has become a dangerous place to just speak your mind or share your ideas. And I mean not only on college and university campuses, but yes, the social media, Facebook, Twitter, at work, even our places of worship. No Safe Spaces is a sobering reminder, somebody said, of the fact that no matter who you are, if you say anything that in any one of those venues that the radical doesn't like, they'll come and try to shut you down. Get your copy of No Safe Spaces easily at nosafespaces.com and use the WAVA discount code SAVE25 to save 25% off the film. Nosafespaces.com, discount code SAVE25. The article's called The Doctrine of Media Untruth, a great column by our longtime friend Victor Davis Hanson. And he writes, I'll just read the first sentence or two. We're going to try to get him on to talk about it. As a general rule, when the New York Times, Washington Post, National Public Radio, Public Broadcasting Service, NBC, CBS, ABC, MSNBC, and CNN begin to parrot a narrative, the truth is often found in simply believing just the opposite. Put another way, the media's truth, in quotes, is a good guide to what is abjectly false. Wow. I mean, that's quite a statement from a brilliant man who knows what he's saying and watches his words. He's a wordsmith of the first order, in fact. And Victor Hanson says, put another way, the media's truth, in quotes, is a good guide to what's abjectly false. Perhaps we can call the lesson of this valuable service the media's inadvertent ability to convey truth by disguising it with transparent bias and falsehood. We can call it the doctrine of media untruth. And then he gives some examples that you'll recognize immediately when we have time to talk with him, Victor, hopefully soon. Making masks from Florida python skin. I mean, of all the creativity that there is out there, you know, I was thinking when I read this, necessity is what? The mother of invention, right? Florida craftsmen's come up with a novel way of tackling both the coronavirus pandemic and the problem of invasive pythons and iguanas, which are damaging the state's fragile ecosystem. Brian Woods, 63-year-old owner of All American Gator Products, has apparently decided this is a way to make a fashion statement. In fact, he said, I took something very serious, and he turned it into a fashion statement. Apparently selling python skin face masks on Facebook for about $90. He says, look, they're... He and snake hunter Amy Sui said, look, they're wreaking havoc on the Everglades. Come on, Crow. Everglades. And, you know, there's a lot of material there to work with. So you want to check it out. I don't know what the Facebook address is, but I'm sure if you look up the name of this man, Brian Woods, you might find it.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan, and luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We or United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fee, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
You will not overcome whatever you're needing to overcome if you are a secret agent Christian.
Dr. Tony Evans says God's power in your life can only be evident once you choose to reveal Him.
Once you have now identified with Christ,
You have positioned yourself to be an overcomer.
Rising up to the Jesus Challenge. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Jesus described a judgment day scene when some people will go before God talking about all the Christian stuff in their lives. And it's a day when he will say, I never knew you. Have you admitted your sin and told Jesus that you were pinning all your hopes on him to be your Savior from your sin? Or have you only been going through the motions? If you want to learn how to make that commitment, then call us at 888-NEED-HIM. Or go to chataboutjesus.com.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-priced tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
Life-changing talk radio. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA.
The new Pray With Me prayer app is connecting thousands of Christians around the world in experiencing the power of prayer. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Grace to you with John MacArthur is heard Monday through Friday at 9 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life-changing. WAVA.